is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Welcome to Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. I'm Marley from Los Angeles. I'm 10 years old, and I'm interviewing Amy Landecker, who is the narrator of last week's episode of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. If you hadn't heard from last week's episode, now is a good time to go back and check it out. Amy, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Amy Landecker. I'm an actress. I have the pleasure of doing some voiceover on animated series. Like, I'm the mom in Troll Hunters, and I'm in a video game called Assassin's Creed, and I'm also like the good cow in the Lactaid commercials, if you've ever seen that. And then I get to do on-camera stuff. I've been on shows like Grey's Anatomy, and I have a series called Transparent that no one should watch until they're at least 15, but it has wonderful themes about acceptance and love. And I'm in a movie with Jamie Foxx coming out on Netflix. That's a sci-fi called Power, so hopefully some things that kids of all ages can enjoy.
What values did your parents instill that are important to pass on to your own child?
I grew up with parents who were part of the baby boom generation, which was a generation of people who sort of came of age with the advent of rock and roll and love in the 60s. And it was a real transformation to a time of love and acceptance being sort of most guiding principles in your life. So it was a turn from, oh, I need to be really successful, or I need to be powerful. I need to be loving and kind and curious about people who are different than me. I had a yoga teacher for a mom and a disc jockey for a father. So I had a very unconventional childhood, and they were definitely people who taught me to be loving and accepting of all kinds of people from all kinds of backgrounds.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
What does resistance mean to you?
I think resistance can have a positive meaning if you think of it as standing up for something that you believe in, as opposed to just the idea of like pushing back. And I think about Martin Luther King and the way that he chose to resist things, which was about sort of standing very firm and clear and not about fighting, but more about changing the way that you feel or talk or treat people because of somebody else's behavior, but staying true to your own beliefs and your own values. So that, to me, is resistance.
What's a Jewish family tradition that you were taught growing up?
A Jewish tradition that I was taught growing up was we would have a dinner on Friday nights. It's called Shabbat, and it's a time when your family sort of turns off all the technology and all the phones and all the noise, and you gather together and you have some special time that's uninterrupted, where you're sort of, quiet and enjoying each other's company and having a lovely meal.
Thanks, Amy. Rebels, tune in next week for a new episode on Salsa Queen Celia Cruz, read by actress Justina Machado. If you like this show, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and share it with all of your friends. Stay Rebel!
This April, Greenlight and Rebel Girls have joined forces to celebrate Financial Literacy Month, teaching you everything you need to know to be smart with your money, now and long into the future. The Greenlight debit card and money app empower kids and teens to learn to manage their money confidently and offer parents peace of mind. Set up chores, pay allowances, and get spending notifications, all with flexible controls and real-time updates. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life. And now, back to the show.